Hello, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline on a recorded line. My name is Adrian. Who is the person that you're transferring?
Hi, Adrian. This is John, and I have a new claimant for the hair relaxer case. Her name is Chriselle Coleman.
Perfect. You can go ahead and transfer Miss Coleman over to me. Thank you so much.
Okay. Not a problem. Coleman, I have Adrian. Miss Coleman, I have Adrian on the line for you, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Miss Coleman.
Yes.
Hi,
Hello.
Miss Coleman. My name is Adrian once again on a recorded line. I'm going to go ahead and ask you a series of questions here. So, let me go ahead and pull this out. And Miss Coleman, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yeah, sure.
And is that a yes, correct?
Yes.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm, or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm, correct?
All right.
And have you or a loved one used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
I have.
You have. And were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
I'm very sorry to hear that, Ms. Coleman. And what type of cancer were you diagnosed with?
Ovarian.
Ovarian. And again, I'm very sorry to hear that. And by any chance, do you know the subtype?
Stage one. What do you mean a subtype?
Like if it was a carcinoma, tumor, the type
Oh, no,
of.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
Okay, no worries. And who's filing this claim? Yourself?
Yeah, I'm the one that, just was acquired. Yes.
And what was that date? When were you diagnosed with cancer?
I'm sorry.
What was that date of diagnosis? When were you
It
diagnosed with cancer?
was January of this year.
January. And do you remember the day by any chance?
Like January the 1st or 2nd.
The first. So I have. When you were diagnosed with cancer, I have 1/1/2024. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was around that time. I don't
Okay.
remember the exact date, but it was like right at the beginning of the year.
Okay. So, to your best knowledge, to your best estimate guess, it was 1/1/2024, correct?
Yeah, 1-1 or 1-2, yeah.
Okay. And what age were you when diagnosed with cancer?
56.
Six. And what is your diagnosing doctor's name?
I'm sorry, you say my doctor's name?
Yes, your diagnosing doctor's name.
Oh, okay. All right, Dr. Lindsay Curtis.
Lindsay Curtis. And Lindsay, would it be LINDSEY?
SAY.
SAY. And Curtis, would it be CURTIS?
Correct.
So I have Lindsay with the A and then Curtis with the C. And then, do you happen to know the diagnosing doctor's address by any chance?
I just know it's Jefferson Abington Hospital.
Can you repeat that hospital one more time?
Jefferson Abington Hospital.
Thank you for that. Abington Hospital. Jefferson Abington Hospital, and would that be in, let's see,
Abington, PA. I know it's on Oyev Road.
Pennsylvania?
Yes.
I have 1200 Old York Road,
I believe.
Abington, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you for that confirmation. And then, do you happen to know the diagnosing doctor's phone number?
No, I don't have that information now.
If not, I can go ahead and just put their phone number here that I found on Google.
mean, I could get it. I just don't have it in front of me.
No worries.
Yeah, it's a long walk upstairs.
No worries. And then can you repeat that date of diagnosis, please, one more time?
I believe it was January 1st or 2nd of
20,
2024.
24. And then you said you were 56. Is that correct?
But
And then I have Dr. Lindsay Curtis as your doctor's diagnosing doctor. And then do you currently live or were you diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
no, I'm in Pennsylvania.
And did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer? Yes or no?
Yes, I do. Yes.
And on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis? How many
Maybe about
times?
8 or 9.
8 or 9. So would
Yeah.
you like me to go ahead and put 8 or 9?
Yeah, 9. You put 9. I mean, I use
Nine.
it a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what facility? Oh, you already told me. It's asking what facility were you diagnosed with cancer, and that would be Jefferson Abington Hospital.
Right.
And then, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
And then, what is your date of birth?
March 12th, 1967.
I have 3/12/1967.
But
And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
no.
Did you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that also used hair relaxer?
Yeah, they probably did. We all did as a family, yeah.
Did
They
and
don't
were the
talk about it around me.
No? Okay. Well, if you'd like, you can go ahead and forward, my information over to her, like my direct line, so that if she, or any of them want to continue and see if they qualify, I'd be happy to assist them, and I would be happy for them to receive a settlement, especially if, they were affected due to hair relaxer.
Can
But
you send me that info in my email?
yes, of course. I'll actually be sending you a text message right after we complete this intake form, and then I'll be sending
Okay.
you my information as well. So if you have any questions, concerns along the way, you could always feel free and contact me as well. And then you could forward my information over to them as well.
Well, I was just inquiring about it, and I didn't know how this was going to take place.
Sorry, what was the last thing you said?
I said I was just inquiring. I didn't know all this was gonna take place. It's like bit bat boom. So what's
Yeah.
going on? I mean, yeah. So what are we doing here?
Okay, so pretty much like a brief story, brief summary of pretty much what I'm doing is I'm completing this intake form for you on your behalf to send over to the to send over to the law firm too. So you're going to be assigned to an attorney. So once we complete this intake, it'll be assigned to the it'll be sent to the law firm, right? And once the law firm typically takes 48 hours to contact
Okay.
you. So within the next
Okay.
48 hours, you should be receiving a call from them, one of the attorneys that you'll be assigned to. And then from that point on, they'll be taking on your case. They'll be updating you on your case on where they are. But I'll be
Okay.
sending you my information as well and their direct line, just
Okay.
in case if you have any questions or concerns along the way. I'd love to assist you. But do you have any information you'd like to go ahead and put here for referrals as of now,
No,
or no? No worries. And how old were you when you first started using hair relaxer?
don't know. I can tell you around when. It was like 1994, 95.
19.
1994 or 95, I don't know how old I was. Well, maybe 26. Yeah, maybe 26, 25, 26.
Okay, so you were 26 years old when you first started using hair relaxer?
Yeah,
And
25.
25.
Good 25, yeah.
And what state did you use hair relaxer in?
Oh, I don't know. Pennsylvania, I started.
Pennsylvania. So you start or you used hair relaxer in Pennsylvania. And when did you start using it? To your best knowledge, what was that exact, estimated guess?
Maybe about 94, 95. Maybe midsummer. Midsummer 95, July 95.
July of 95. So I have July 1st of 1995. And when did you stop using hair relaxer?
December 23.
December. And do you remember the date or the day? Sorry.
No, it was sometime in the beginning of December before Christmas.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and just put one here. So when you started using hair relaxer, I have 7/1 of 1995, and when you stopped using hair relaxer, I have 12/1 of 2023. Is that correct? Perfect. And how often did you use slash apply these products? These are bubble questions here. It's asking weekly, monthly, 4 times per year.
I did about nine, eight, nine times per year.
But sorry, again, these are bubble questions. It doesn't let me put in a number for this one. A lot of these questions are repetitive, so I do apologize for that.
Don't
So
BS.
would you like me to go ahead and put monthly, weekly,
Yeah, monthly,
monthly?
monthly.
And how
Yeah.
many consecutive years have you used hair relaxer products for?
Over eight.
Over 8.
So
And
from 1994, 95 to 2023.
you did it for those consecutive years straight?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So let me go ahead and do the math here for you. So, I believe that is 8. Yep. And then, did you receive hair relaxer treatment in salon, home, or both?
Both.
Both. And if the chemical hair straightening process was done at home, where did you purchase the product from?
Beauty supply store.
Do you remember the name by any chance or no?
No, sorry, I don't.
No worries.
I'm sorry, it's past my dinner time. I gotta take my medicine. I didn't know this would take it so long.
No worries. I'll try to do this as quick as possible here. And if the process was done professionally, please provide the salon name, address, and phone number.
Oh, I don't remember that. I
No
don't remember
worries.
that.
No worries. I'll just put NA here for you. And do you currently use any hair relaxer products?
No, I don't.
No. And do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
No.
No. And which brand name products have you used or did you
Cream and
use?
Nature. Cream and Nature,
Cream
soft
of
and
Nature.
beautiful, dark and lovely. Almost a lot of Cream and Nature.
Mostly Cream of Nature. And what years did you use it between? What time frame? You said it was 1995.
1994, 94,
Sorry.
95.
Yes, a lot
I
of these
keep
questions are
asking the same
repetitive.
questions over and over.
Yes, and I do apologize for that. Again, these questions are repetitive, so again, I do apologize. I'm going to go ahead and put Cream of Nature from 1995 to 2023. And did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? Yes. And have there been periods that your hair relaxer use was stopped?
I'm sorry.
Have there been periods that hair relaxer use was stopped?
Yeah, I stopped in December of 23.
And when did you first become aware of the link between hair relaxer and your diagnosis?
I have so well. I've been seeing it on Facebook.
Okay, and what date was that, would you say?
I mean, it's just recently. I just found out about it.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive?
What do you mean?
What type of treatment, like radiation, chemotherapy?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No
So,
worries.
yes, I did get some chemotherapy. I got chemotherapy. I got a partial hysterectomy, pain meds.
And again, I'm very sorry to hear that. And
Remove my uterus and my left cervix and left intact. Left the cervix and left intact.
what was that treatment date? To your best estimated guess.
March of 24.
Do you remember the day by any chance or no?
No, maybe March, the beginning of March
Okay.
24.
So I'll put March 31, 2024. And what
No,
it was?
6 months.
Sorry?
6 months.
What do you mean by six? S
I
June?
just stopped in August. No, I just stopped August of this year.
I see. So again, your treatment date is 3/1/24, correct?
Correct.
And then your treating doctor's name, would it be the same as
Yes.
okay, Lindsay Curtis. Let me go ahead and do this as fast as possible here for you. And then, can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please, Ms. Coleman?
I'm a female.
And your marital status?
Single.
Ethnicity?
African American.
Height?
5'7".
And weight at time of diagnosis?
Maybe 220.
20. And then I have Coleman as your first name, Coleman. And then would your first name be Chriselle, Krishell?
Yeah, correct.
Thank you for that confirmation. And then would you happen to have a suffix in your name, junior, senior, second, or third?
No.
And what is your social security number?
161
516,
58
sorry, what was that?
161 58 2582. Why do you need that?
That's for the attorneys to go ahead and pull your medical records if they need to.
Oh,
So if
okay.
so again, just to repeat, is 161-582582.
Right.
And then primary contact email, would it be Chriselle901@gmail.com?
Correct.
Primary mobile phone number, would it be 470-367-4342?
Correct.
And best time of day for the attorneys to reach you, would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning.
Morning, and what is your full address?
I did not just give it to you. 662. Let me spell it. Parmentier Road, Warminster, PA 18974. Hello.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just typing this. I don't believe you ever gave me your address. I don't, maybe you've given it to the guy you spoke to before, but so I have 662
Right.
and then what was the street name?
I'm gonna spell it for you.
Okay.
PAR. Mentier Road, Pimentier Road. It's Warminster, PA, 18974.
And that's in Warminster, correct?
Correct.
Bucks County. Just to confirm, I have 662 Parmentier Road, Warminster, Bucks County, in Pennsylvania. Zip code is 18974, correct? And do you live in an apartment building number, anything like that?
No.
And then, do you have any documentary support for your date of diagnosis?
Yeah, I can get it out.
And do you have copy of medical records?
No, I don't, but I can get them or you can request them.
Okay, and could you go ahead and provide those medical records by mail or electronically or both?
Yes, I can.
Okay, both?
Yes.
And then we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps.
Unfortunately, I don't have one.
Okay, no worries. I could just go ahead and put NA here. And then I'm going to go ahead and just confirm everything here with you before I send this DocuSign over to you via email and text message. This should only take about a minute. But before I do send that over to you, let me go ahead and just confirm I have everything here on the agreement correct before I do send that over to you. And again, I'm going to send this over to you via text message and email. And again, it should only take about a minute. So let me go ahead and do this as quick as possible here for you.
Yeah, you're going to have to call me back if this takes too long because I have to.
Okay. I'll do this as quick as possible. And just to confirm, I have Chriselle Coleman, K-R-I-S-H-E-L-L, Coleman, C-O-L-E-M-A-N, correct?
Correct.
Address, 662 Parmentier Road, Warminster, Pennsylvania, 18974. Telephone number 470-367-4342. Email address chriselle901@gmail.com. Date of birth is 3/12/1967. Social is ending in 2582. Is that all correct?
Correct.
Perfect. I just sent that over to you via text message and email. So let me go. Let me know when you go ahead and put me on speaker, and go ahead and open that text message and click that link that's in there. And I'm going to go ahead and walk you through it step by step. But again, it should only take about a minute to do so. So you should have received the text message with a link in it. Go ahead and click the link that's in that text message, and it'll redirect you to a new DocuSign webpage. So are you there now?
Yeah, I'm doing it now.
Perfect. So once that DocuSign webpage opens up, you're going to go ahead and click the yellow continue button. And then...
I know. I'm a little irritated. Starving, okay?
No worries. I'm sorry about that. And then just make sure... the signature is inside the margins, inside the box, so you know there's no setback or anything like that.
All right, so I did that.
Perfect. So let me go ahead and just double check on my end. So perfect. Yes, you did go ahead and complete it. And I do thank you so much for your time, Miss Coleman. I know, sorry to take this, 25 minutes of your time, but I do want to thank you so much for your time, and I'll try to get here as quick as possible. But again, within the next 48 hours, you should be receiving a call from them. Just make sure to answer. But I'm gonna go ahead and give you their direct line, so just in case if they do not, for whatever reason.
Okay. So I'll answer. I can't. I gotta go.
Sounds good, Ms. Coleman. I'll go ahead and send you a text message with all our information. So that way, if you have any questions, go ahead and feel free to contact us. But other than that, thank you so much and have a great rest of your night, okay?
Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.